Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. With today's reading, we will start in verse 1 and will be ending on verse 23. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also called Peter, then Andrew, Peter's brother, James, son of Zebedee, John, James's brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the zealot, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Don't take any money in your money belts, no gold, silver, or even copper coins. Don't carry a traveler's bag with a change of clothes and sandals, or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve to be fed. Whenever you enter a city or village, search for a worthy person and stay in his home until you leave town. When you enter the home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is not, take back the blessing. If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. I tell you the truth, the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off than such a town on the judgment day. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves. But beware, for you will be handed over to the courts and will be flogged with whips in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. When you are arrested, don't worry about how to respond or what to say. God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking, it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. A brother will betray his brother to death, a father will betray his own child, and children will rebel against their parents and cause them to be killed. And all nations will hate you because you are my followers, but everyone who endures to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one town, flee to the next. I tell you the truth, the Son of Man will return before you have reached all the towns of Israel. Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 10 verses 1 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus sent his disciples to expand the work of the kingdom. Chapter 10 is the second major teaching discourse in Matthew, and it focuses on the mission of Christ through the disciples. The Lord promised he would make them fishers of men and women, which we went over in another devotional earlier this series on Matthew in chapter 4, verse 19, and this is exactly what he was doing. This is still what he is teaching his followers, even today. Being a Christian not only means we are forgiven and loved, it also means we are sent with his mission to the world. We have been given authority and the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget this. We move the mission of Christ forward using the methods of Christ, including love for enemies, healing the hurting, and sacrificial love. They would suffer, and so will we. Jesus gave them comfort and told them to radically trust Him. Take no money, God will provide as you work hard. You may not realize it, but Jesus was summarizing the Gospel of Matthew up to this point. Go to the people of Israel, heal the sick, call people to the kingdom, live into the abundance of the kingdom, trust God, and be ready to be hated and misunderstood by others. This was the life of Christ, and this continues to be the life for those who follow Him. Jesus invites us to follow Him onto His mission. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How is your life living out the mission of Jesus, not your own agenda or plans? Where is Jesus sending you to share His light and love and hope? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.